You know what I like about guided masturbation sessions? They're so versatile. You can add any other kink you might have into the mix. Panties or ass play, spanking or nipple clamps, anything really, as long as it leads where you want it to. Usually those who enjoy guided masturbation want to come at the end. But if you're a denial pet, a stroke session can still end in no. Perhaps you'd just like it said to you nicely. I'm going to assume that it's just you, my voice, and maybe a little bit of lube. And really, that's all you need. Now lie down on your back for me. We don't have time, probably, for you to make it all the way to the nice, hard orgasm we both want you to have, but consider this an appetizer. Maybe you'll finish on your own, and maybe you'll decide to get in touch, and I can enjoy your orgasm with you. Now, spread a little of that lube on your needy cock. Not too much. We don't want it sloppy, just slick, like a warm, wet pussy after you've spent the right amount of time on foreplay. Then, start slowly. Long, slow strokes that start way down at the base and go all the way up and over the head. I want the head to disappear into your fist when you stroke up and over. I love to think about how sensitive that must feel, how much it makes you swell. Nice and slow. Ooze it for me. And now, in the spirit of that nice, wet pussy, thrust up into that downstroke. That's right. When your hand slides down the shaft, thrust up into it. Yes. Nice. Nice controlled strokes and thrusts. I know I love to feel a fat, hard dick ooze into my pussy nice and slow like that. Lets me appreciate and enjoy every inch. Add a little bit of extra stimulation to that nice swollen head. When your hand comes up and over it, polish that knob by gently twisting your hand back and forth. Feel good? I can just imagine how swollen and red it's getting. If you're uncircumcised, which really makes me want to see you on webcam, you're lucky. Your foreskin is a built-in tease toy for making that head feel really good. Give it some short, fast, light strokes, moving the foreskin against the head underneath. You can do what I like to call pulsing the knob, even if you are circumcised. In fact, most of my guided masturbation playmates are circumcised. I bet it will make you throb, and I like it when you throb. I bet when I stop here, even though I told you we wouldn't have time to go all the way, you'll accuse me of squeezing in my penchant for teasing when this isn't supposed to be a cock tease session. And I suppose you'd be right. I did say one of the best things about a guided masturbation session is that it's versatile, right? That you could add any kink to it? Well, cock teasing is a kink. Oh, you thought I meant we could add your kinks? Give me a call and we'll do that too. Meanwhile, if you'd like to learn more about my kinks and fantasies, please feel free to visit my blog at sensual-dom.com. Bye now.